Apollo 8, Houston, what does the old moon look like from 60 miles, over?
Okay, Houston, the moon is essentially gray. No color. Looks like plaster of Paris. Or sort of a grayish beach sand. We can see quite a bit of detail. The Sea of Fertility doesn't stand out as well here as it does back on Earth. There's not as much contrast between that and the surrounding craters. The craters are all rounded off. There's quite a few of them. Some of them are newer. Many of them look like, especially the round ones, look like hit by meteorites or projectiles of some sort. Langrenus is quite a huge crater. It's got a central cone to it. The walls of the crater are terraced, about six or seven different terraces on the way down.
Roger, understand.
And coming up now, the Sea of Fertility of the old friends Messier and Pickering that I looked about so much on Earth.
Roger.
I can see the rays coming out of, I believe, Pickering. Coming up now near our B1 initial site, which I'm going to try and see. Be advised, the round window, the hatch window, is completely iced over and we cannot use it. Bill Meyer is showing the rendezvous window.
Apollo 8 Houston, roger. Got any more information on those rays, over?
Roger, the rays out of Pickering are quite faint from here. There are two different groups coming going to the west. They don't appear to be have any depth to them at all, just rays coming out.
Roger.
They look like just changes in the color of the Mare.